Brother Lindsay was just telling me he had to slip out just a little bit early, and we were just kind of talking it over together. That's all. So I'm very happy to be here again tonight, and want to thank all of you for your time and your fine things that you've done for us since we've been here. And today I had the privilege of staying with your pastors and their wives. Such a lovely hour of fellowship we had. The presence of the Lord was there. I shall long remember it. And the fine cooperation on all of the ministers together, how lovely they all were, and how nice they were to me. And how nice all of you have been to me. For so many things that you've done, I just can't mention them from the platform here, but I'm sure every one of you knows what it is. And I'm very thankful from the depths of my heart for what you've done. Even one brother, a kind of while ago, he had a rifle he wanted to show me. He ran out there and had it in the car and said, just take your hand and put it on this and see how it feels. It was very nice. God bless him. This other amazing one brother came and take me up the big tower up here today, too. Up here where you live all over the city. Just little kind of things. Last night when I went home, there were two cakes that had a great big cherry pie and a mouthful of cherry pie. It was so good. I sure appreciate it. Everybody's kind. I tell you, by Cleveland people, I found this. They do more acting than they do talking, so that's bad. Action always speaks louder than words, doesn't it? That's right. What a young man said to his girlfriend, he kept telling her how much he loved her, and he wasn't just exactly true as he should be. He said, well, honey, if you just act, you're talking. So that's right, if you just act. Well, I'm sure the Lord will be with us tonight and bless us and give us his blessings back up. Now, he has turned it off, I think. Or either I turned it off once. Somebody's turned it off anyhow. Don't believe the hour is getting somewhere. That's just like that light. It is the lamp that makes the light. It's an electricity that's in the wire that makes the light. It heats the wire, and the wire gets hot and makes the light. But it isn't the great wire that takes the current off of it. It's dead. And that's the way it is with us. And did you ever know electricity? I've worked in it for years. But there's no one in the world that knows what electricity is. Isn't that strange? No one knows what it is. They can harness it. They can make it light. They can cook with it. They can heat with it. They can light with it. But no one knows what it is. It's two pieces of material rolling together, makes a continuity, and sends out the electricity. And that's the way it is. When those two pieces get to rolling together, that's what breaks it off in the generator. And so that's the way when a Christian gets to working with God, rolling together, that brings an unseen force that does mysteries that none of us know nothing about. Only we know it's God. Isn't that right? Take that away from us, and we're dead on it. But we're thankful tonight that God has blessed us, given us of his grace. And now, may he add his blessings to us as we worship together tonight. And I was getting awfully tired. Last evening they got me before I even know where I was at. I was outside. God made the ministers was praying for the sick, which I hear they claim is a great result. And I'm so happy for them. And always remember, when you get sick, call your pastor. Or go to your church, go somewhere and let someone pray with you. And a little prayer clause is a commemoration of divine healing. Many of you believe in that, don't you? Send it anxious one to another. Now, I believe I've made announcements before, and I will again tonight. I send those out for thousands a week all over the world. Great testimonies of all kinds come in from everywhere. Some of the most outstanding testimonies. Especially among the cripples and so forth, where they have to wait. And people who have children they get them and keep them in the Bible. And every once in a while, you just hear of all kinds of things that's done. And now, I send those to anybody, any place in the world, absolutely free. And if you wish one, just write me. It's still in here, and I'll be glad to send it right to you. And I have some instructions now. One of the secretaries of Jeffersonville at the office sent me some last night, the receipt of how to believe healing in the Bible. I believe my brother Dave sent out last night what I had here. There was a few left. He sent me about a dozen. I told him to give out to the sick people. And how to believe God on Bible ground. And everything must be based on the Bible. Now, if you wish one of these just to be in your home, just send that, that you're welcome. And just to put it on the Acts, the 19th chapter, and leave it there. And when sickness or something in the home, why, I probably wasn't right for your picture. They told me you were going to take the picture of my brother, and he said it wasn't a reporter. I would be glad if you wish for another one. That's all right, brother. So many times when Christians are anything that can be done for anything for the glory of God, all right. But I do not like to see the work of God criticized. And so I like for everything of God's kingdom to run just as smooth as it can. Now, just write me, William Branham, Jeffersonville, and I'll be glad to send you. Or what you need for some of your loved ones to send it out. And now when you find it, you have a little piece of paper that's been picked up by a little mimeograph sheet on what to do. But now the ribbon, I say to myself, each one, thousands, 11,000, each time I go home, I just get great oats, hundreds of yards of ribbon, take off to myself, wood, and set the ribbon, gray, cut the ribbon, gray, and I believe one thing that God will respect is sincere. Will you be real sincere? That's what the angels will say. If you'll be sincere and will get the people to believe you, that means you'll stand before them. Something happened a while ago, and I give a sense of something that I have never, in all the days of my ministry, ever did this. They asked me last evening of some businessman of the city which is a brother in Christ. And for the benefit of the Cleveland people and all the peoples everywhere, for another day of service, a man has purchased an arena or a big auditorium somewhere in the city for a service. And they asked me last night, Brother Bowman, one of the associating pastors, that they would... or cooperating pastors, that if we had the service, and I told him I should pray and speak the Lord. The managers, I asked them, and they were all right, of course, whatever the Lord said to do. I was pretty tired, and yet I had to go. But what could anyone say to a group of people like this that didn't sit in the coming and come on? So, Sunday afternoon and Sunday night, they'll announce it probably tomorrow. There'll be services in some auditorium here in the city or arena. And Sunday afternoon services will probably be a gospel service, preaching. And Sunday night, praying for the city. And I think we all ought to say for that brother who is sponsoring this, we ought to all say, thank God for our brother. Thank God for our brother. Long may he and his Lord do see the day. For anyone has got definite feelings for the sick people and the needs of the people of the city, God is sure to bless the business. I say, so, greatly appreciated, I'm sure, by me and by all the people of this, of all the Christian people. Let's all gather out, bring out the unsaved for Sunday afternoon. Maybe the Lord will give us a great altar call, and maybe
500 people we say Sunday afternoon.
I go home, I go home praying all night, all my heart for God. If he tells me to stay for Sunday afternoon, that may bring in precious souls into his kingdom. And Sunday night, oh my, I just trust that we'll have a glorious healing service Sunday night. I trust it'll be so. May God bless all of you and ever keep you in his divine will, is my prayer. Now for our scripture reading. that's the testing point. And then you start this. Tonight we're going to take just the regular Lord out of heaven cell service as you, the Lord provides. One of the brothers has got a little elated this morning. And I got down to death, I don't. It was we were having breakfast together, such a fellowship. I raised up the talk, and that's about like it is here now, just about that spoke. We were talking concerning the meetings going out to the street. Reverend Mr. Bowman had a hold of my arm. Then talking how did you see those things? Just what nature is it when it takes place? Well, while I was walking with him, all of a sudden, something just came right down for me. And I realized I was a different part of the city. I knew I could hear Mr. Bowen talking, but I knew I wasn't with him. I was somewhere else. And I looked standing on the corner, and there was a lady holding two little twins, or a little pair of twins. And they had their little hair braided in the back. She was holding with her hand. Then I began to get to myself. I was still walking right for the minister. Two or three of the ministers were walking along. One of the ministers arrived. And then we started a little few steps farther. Just as I started to tell him about it, came right on me again. I was that time walking right along the street, but I was riding in a car just as natural as if I was in my room and transformed right here. And I seen three girls with some kind of a costumes on, like they were been to a wedding or something, crossing the street this way. I didn't know just what it was they were crossing this way. And he said, then I came to myself, and I told the brethren what was going to happen. And when we got in the car and started out, we were supposed to go south on a one-way street, and this minister I was supposed to have been raised here, he turned right vice versa. Went right down on the opposite side of the street. And my, there was a Z policeman mounted on a horse there. Act like he's going to tear us apart. He was, oh my, he was just saying everything. And I wondered. And he held us up a few moments there. Just long enough for the three girls with the costumes to come walking by. I said, there's the reason, brother. Don't you see them? Oh my, all of them praise the Lord then. The cops said, go on. But I'm giving it to see. See, it just so happens, brother. The infallibility of it is perfect. There's nothing broken. It's real. Now, there's many times those things happen. Many times going to the city. Many times in the meeting. I send you to see one after the other. That's in the meeting. I just don't take time. I put more time talking on something else. Oh, God, the water is healed, the blessings fly to them. And I see in the meeting sometimes different people are going to be healed, the different desires and things of people. Now, I tell you, now, in the prayer line tonight, as certain as anything, God's going to make a great blessing tonight. If I don't find them here, they'll be in the prayer line because I know it's for tonight. And notice, you see it? Just walking along the street, many times that happens. You don't know when it's going to happen or what it's going to do. You just send a transformer, and you, of course, just take it off somewhere else and show just what's going to happen. Then you just drop right back down again. And then you know just what. Sometimes I'll be sitting in the room. I'll be sitting in the room at home, just sitting there waiting. And just seems like something just changed. You're somewhere else. And you see just what's going to happen. See the way it acts out. And then when it does, you be back in your room. And then when that comes to pass, you see it. That's nothing I do. I just act it out as drama. See? I just act out what he's already told me to do. That doesn't take faith. That's just acting out what he told me to do. Now, the only part that faith is included in is in this prayer line. And I have to exercise faith here. But when I pray for the sick, but someone, if you tell me to go to someone's house, how everything would be, I just go there and wait for everything just the way he says, and I just say what he says, that's all. It's got to happen, it's already happened. It's in the foreknowledge of God, it's already been planned out, and I just go down and act that out. See? So it is nothing that I could do, but just act on what he told me to do. Now, the minister's there, going along the street, it happens all the time, but just, I guess God just had it in secret so that he'd let the ministers know that I was talking about up on the street there. And to let them see that happen. And even he turned. He wasn't him that turned that corner. The Holy Spirit had to take you down there. It had to be that way. Do you believe in that? It had to be. Those girls wouldn't have been anywhere else. We went the other way. We'd have went around and see if the girls had done been up this other end, two or three blocks away. But we had to be there. He couldn't just went right ahead. That police had to stop him and hold him as those girls crossed in front of us because of what he showed. See? And the police had just bawled him out until that time, and the police said, go ahead. See? The police didn't even know the Holy Spirit was on him. See? It was. Holding him there. Because, brother, sister, God makes the enemy crazy. Why, Judas did pray, throw down the silver and set off a trade in it for blood. See? Is that right? The Romans said, truly, that's the Son of God. Pilate's wife. Look at Pilate. But I'll wash my hands. I find no fault in him. Is that true? That's his enemy. Look at his pagan wife that had nothing to do with this just man, for I've suffered many things in a dream today because of him. Is that right? A heathen. God makes his enemies to testify. The demons that were in those people screamed out and said, well, you're the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel. Is that right? Demons. Fortune tellers spoke out to his apostles. When others said they were imposters, these fortune tellers said, well, they're a man of God that tells the way of life. See? Make the demons testify of him. Everything has to testify. On the day that he died, God testified. The earth testified. The moon and stars refused to shine. The sun went down in the middle of the day. The elements all changed. It was so dark you could feel it. And thank the moon shut off. The stars shut off. The very God that created him was returning back. God himself, Jehovah, couldn't stand to see the sight. The punishment had to be upon his own son. And all the elements, when he died, the Romans said, that's the Son of God. There was a great earthquake. The shook the rocks that had been in the mountains since the days of the creation. The earth claimed he was the Son of God. The sun said he was the Son of God. The moon, the stars, the elements, everywhere. And he went to hell. And they knew he was the Son of God. And those that repented not the long suffering of the days of Noah had been waiting in those chains back then, they knew he was the Son of God. There were all, Noah testified of it. Enoch testified of it before Noah. And all, everything had to know he was the Son of God. And as part of his spoke of, the woman speaking had come to pass. Then he rose up, got the keys to the devil, the keys of death and hell. Rose up, broke the thunder of the grave, and spread open, come out. Oh, my, but all power in heaven and earth is given to my hand. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. He has set it up on high, setting it at the right hand of God, making intercession for me, has just as much power as heaven's worth. Is that right? What if someone come in here tonight and give you a money order for $1 million? Oh, my, poor, maybe indeed. Now, you would rejoice and say, oh, my, how rejoice. And maybe there'd be a man come in that was tattered and poor, dirty and ugly, and no matter what he looked like. It isn't the messenger, it's the message that he gives you. Is that right? But don't notice the messenger. It's the message that you're hearing. Now, when you look at that piece of paper, you start rejoicing. You say, my, where's $1 million? There's a postal order. Or $1 million. Or a bank draft. $1 million. You say, I say, Peter, what are you rejoicing about? You haven't got nothing. You say, well, I've got a money order. Or $1 million. Well, I say, well, that ain't nothing but just a piece of paper. Just ink wrote on a piece of paper. You say, but looky here. That money order, before it could be written, there had to be $1 million deposit before that order could be written. Is that right? Or you say, well, when you read the Bible, what makes you all carry on so when you said, this is rooted for our transgressions and Christ with you? When you said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray and believe that you receive it, you shall have it. Well, we should start with joyful. Why? You say, well, that's just the word, written word. But rather, before that word could be written in the Bible, there had to be a deposit, made a count over up there to take care of everything that he said. But there, each one of us has an account there and can draw off of it tonight. Just anything you have need of, and he's standing there with a pen in his hand at the right hand of the Father, ready to write out your forgiveness, ready to write out your healing, or anything that you have need of, he's ready to write it tonight. Is that right? Your deposit was made at Calvary. Anything that you have need of,
He's there to make it right before God. Oh, no wonder we're happy people. No wonder we can rejoice. The God of our salvation, for He's marvelous and wonderful. Now, in the reading, or in the writing letter, we read this. And the book of St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, and the 18th and the 26th verse includes. And while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Oh, come lay your hand upon her. Now, he was a Jew talking to Jesus. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Not this is the scripture, not the promise that you have. But she said in her heart, If I touch his garment, I'll be whole. See? Now you had more than that. You have a divine promise. Is that right? You have a divine promise and a divine gift here in your midst now. Just look how much more you've got to believe by than what that poor woman has. She didn't even have a scripture for that. And the scripture says, These signs shall follow them that believe, that the lay her hands on the sick and shall recover. That's a promise. She didn't have no promise, but she believed it anyhow. Why? But Jesus turned him about. And when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrel and the people making an offering. And he said unto them, Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleeping. And they led him to song. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad in all that land. God bless his word. He said, It shall not return to be void, but it will accomplish that which it was purposed for. Your faith and God's word bring the result. The little ruler, let's think he was a fellow, but he probably separated himself from the believers because the big church that day did not believe. They didn't believe in him. Why, he's nothing but an imposter. But what if those fellows could come out of hell tonight and come back up, they want to believe on him? They know now he's the Son of God. They know that it was their visitation. But it's too far. Now, don't you let that be yours.
You please ask. Now remember, when Jesus was on earth, he was considered a fanatic, being against the church, and he was called a spiritual Beelzebub. Is that right? He's one of those Beelzebub was. The devil. Big fly. They scared the other flies off the back. Beelzebub. They called, in other words, he was a spiritualist. He's doing all these things by spiritualism or something. He's a devil or something. Separated himself from the believers, went out to the famous spot to the city. That's right. Now just have faith and believe. Now, this little ruler, he separated himself from the believers, went out to stay with the rest of them. But they're coming to eat. This girl got sick, but it's something called the doctor done all he could do. But the girl got sicker and sicker, and after a while, the breath left her. She was gone. Now, about 12 years old, presumably. Now, the girl was getting sick. All hope was gone to the doctor. This was no hope. Now, he had to get to Jesus. That's sometimes what God has to get people for the voice. Isn't that right? They had to get to Jesus. I hear somebody say, well, that fellow, that Nazarene, that fanatic over there, that's doing that healing, that divine healer, what you call him? Well, I'll get put out of the synagogue if I have anything to do with him. He was considered a quack. And brother, all the people that ever lived by God or been in God's program has been considered heretic, quack, fanaticism. Some of it may be. That's true. Probably some of it may be. But just as sure as there is a fault, there's a truth. See?
there has to be a good dollar before a bogus dollar could be made off of it. Isn't that right? If it wasn't, well, the bogus would be real. So now it's up to your discernment. If it's according to the scripture, or it's in scripture life, then you believe it. Or no man can do a miracle in my name, he can keep lying to me. Is that what Jesus said? That's right. And these signs shall follow them as well. The ninth spiritual gift operates, moving in the body, which is promised by Jesus Christ. See? But the world has got often got no formal and indifferent that they just have their own set ways, their own rituals, their own creeds, and so forth. And if you don't come out after that, you're not in it. See, that's the way the church is ordered. You've got to come out and look through my glasses or you don't see it all. See? Now, God doesn't limit himself to any church. No, he doesn't. Remember when the disciples got to thinking one time that they were the only one. The only one. Jesus, the very next day, sent out 70 others. Is that right? God never wants anyone to build anything around themselves. All glory goes to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So we must try to think of ourselves or our church. We must spread out our arms and look for God. That's right. Now, when you see anything, search it. Look for it. Well, this Jesus says, if you'd have known me, you would have known my days. Didn't Isaiah speak of me and so forth? Now, all the prophets spoke of this day. Isn't that right? These things will be taking place in this day. And then the last day, scoffers have come. Is that right? Now, look where you said the Spirit speaks that in the last day, people would be. They'd be heady. You know what it is? High-minded. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Today's arena is the name of the stadium. The things and everything else they fill up. The picture shows, the dance hall. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Truth breakers. Incontinent. Fears. And despisers of those that are good. Holy rollers, hillbillies, everything else. Despisers of those that are good. Not as we're good, but fine. There's nothing good but God. But God is in the people what makes them good. Mark the perfect man. It's God in you that makes them perfect. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be therefore perfect. How can you be perfect? Not in yourself, but in Him. God don't look at you then. He looks at Him. Well, you say, I'm in Him. How do you get in? By one Spirit. We're all baptized into one body, and then you're in Him. When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit into the body. 1 Corinthians 12. Is that true? That in Him. Now, any high-minded lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, truth breakers, false accusers, discontent, fears, and despisers of those that are good. Having a form of godliness, not church going. But people go to church, Sunday school, confession. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Is that what the Bible says? Now remember, there was emphasis put on that. The Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days, these days, the express time of this, that prophecy be fulfilled is now, in the latter days. There we are. We're here. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, for this is the sort that goes 5,000 leagues to the minute, laden away with divers lust, throwing circles, pitching circles, new suppers. I hope that don't hurt any of you. Brother, when it comes to the time at my tabernacle, which I may have to return someday, but if it gets to the time that we have to borrow chickens and sell it for 50 cents a plate to pay the preacher, I'm a quick preacher. That's exactly right. And have these sowing circles where they sit and sow and sow and sow and talk about this sow and so. That's about the way they end up. That's right. When I was a meter reader, I went into a basement where they was having some kind of a thing like that, and the joke that a drunken sailor would tell them women were telling up there. They didn't know I was a preacher. I preached a meter. And I went up, knocked on the door, and they come to the door, and all of them in there smoking cigarettes and going on. I said, ladies, I'm a guitarist, says this, but all right. I said, do you mean to tell me that you all are here in a religious worship? And I heard some of you repeat a prayer a while ago that this is our circle sowing Sunday. I said, and the jokes that you're telling aren't. She said, you're supposed to be reading the meters. I said, I'm a gospel preacher and I'm on my Father's business all the time. That's right. I said, I knelt down in the room and had prayer in the room, and that broke up that so and so circle right there. That's right. I asked
asked God to save that bunch of sinners. That's, I don't know whether it had any effect or not. I may have to wait till eternity, but I did my part. Right. Oh, my, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Well, I'm such, turn away. Get away from it. Stay away from it. Get out to God and pray through to God and stay right with God. Live for God. I usually in my services, anybody's been in other churches before, I never speak to people like this. It's not. But I feel the time has come, friends, when something's got to be said, see? If God has performed these things, and then if God is true, we know He is, and can perform these things, the Holy Spirit's telling me to say these things. I don't know why. Is to say these things. And friends, turn away from your ways of just halfway Christian. There's no halfway Christian. You're just fooling yourself. You're either a Christian or a sinner. You never, as I said, you never did see a drunk, sober man. Either drunk or sober. You never see a black, white person. Either black or white. See? And you're either right with God or wrong with God. That's right. And the only way you can be right with God is being born again. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. No matter what he's done. How many good deeds he's done, he's got to be born again. And when he's born again, he can understand what it's all about. Now, God bless you. Every teacher is my prayer. We're going to have the prayer line just in a moment. Time now. So we can run an hour and a half or more in the prayer line as long as we possibly can. Thanks again, all of you. I guess you wonder why I stopped, didn't you? I know it's time to stop for the one who watches over it. Move to the platform, not over, it's time to quit. All right, it's time to prepare. Let us bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, I don't know why you want to stop just at the time. I had other things to say in the little story to tell about the case of healing, but God has spoken, and I want to obey. Bless, dear Father, now the services. May your Spirit move over this audience in a great, marvelous way. Father, may men and women sitting here tonight, may they just shut off themselves from all other thoughts but you. May they forget about the work that they've got to do tomorrow or the things that they did today. May they live for this hour that's coming on now. That it, as though it might be the last hour that they live on the earth. May they be thinking only of Christ standing at the platform, all in His majesty, His great holiness, seen standing here, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, bowed down His head. The Lamb of God, He was smitten through. He was the Lamb led to the slaughter. Oh, how that His trembling hands and His quivering flesh, when it nailed over nails, and when they pulled the thorns down over His brow and the blood run down into His eyes. How long to stand where Mary stood and John at the foot of the cross and let the blood cover me. Oh, God, we're now coming close to the close of this lovely little meeting here we've had. Your children sitting here. We know it's the devil's business to get around the people. Say, well, we'll just wait. We'll find out. Oh, God, that's what He did in the days when you were here in flesh. Called the people to be deceived and walked away and forgot God and reaped a great harvest afterwards. Father, may men and women not neglect tonight, but may they come and accept Thee, who we love and are cherishing and are giving all praise and glory. And may Your gift, the great angel of God that stood to the right of Thy humble servant, that spoke and sent these things and confirms it in the eyes of thousands. O eternal God, may He come tonight with great power and blessing. Minister to each and every one here, Lord. May many be healed tonight because of His presence. God shall be given all glory and all praise will be given to this great, holy, infant Son of God. All we ask of in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Now, everyone be just as reverent as possible to be while we're having this time of prayer.
Back here in your cold shed. Mr.
Redigers back there in your school was shaking.
I said, what Redigers?
B.E. from Fort Wayne?
He said, yes.
He's been dead for years.
Or not dead,
gone to glory.
He was a warrior of faith. I believe he was pressing on, and God had to move him off the scene. He's got into this time here and going on with God.
Then what happened?
I said, B.E. Redigers' daughter said, yes, that she's been
expedition for about 2 years.
And I went back there. You never know how I felt when I seen Miss Redigers. You always had a place in my heart as a real lady. And Mrs. Redigers sitting in my coal shed in the church with her daughter sitting there staring. The darning had done left me. I was standing there thinking of Brother Redigers in a few moments to come on.
Just shut her head down
and off at the mouth. Beautiful young lady. And all at once the Holy Spirit came down, the angel of God come near. I said, Satan, I'm always making her. In the name of the Lord Jesus, she snapped her right mind. Her home normal. She's right now, was in touch care of all the business this summer at the tabernacle and everything. She gets married this month. I was sitting there in the Fort Wayne tabernacle there, listening. I heard that song come in, Only Believe, right in the same seat where Paul Rader said all. Something's moved over my heart. Oh, my, he's gone, but he's gone. Live on. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives divine. Partings leave behind us, footprints on the sand. Let's pray now. Father, I'm thinking of our servant Paul Rader. Thinking of how he believed you for divine healing. Thinking of Brother Rediger. Oh, God, how each year they climb up there. His grave, and dear, precious people, his love lingers on in their hearts. Many of them want to be buried around him, knowing that someday the grave will come open and he'll come out. Across the world, there's many of those dear, precious saints of God that your children has rallied around. Won't it be wonderful someday when we all come forth to go to meet each other and then be caught up in the air to meet the Lord? We're longing for that day, Father, which we know is near. Bless us now tonight as we, this generation, are doing our part to make a path that others might follow behind. Help us, Father, tonight. Now I realize I'm to stand here before demon powers and know that they're in this building tonight, circling, haunting against me. But thou art here, Father, to protect me from all powers of evil. I pray that you will help me tonight. May every spirit, unclean spirit, leave the people. May they be made whole in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Something else, some other something, but it was a tumor in the spirit. Every time I start to say something, feel it break up, tumor. And I just couldn't hardly, I'm ashamed of myself and apologize before God, but that's what it is, this tumor. Now, young man, only God can heal you, you know that, don't you? You're just a laddie boy. You want to serve him, don't you, Bert? Will you do it if he lets you get well and you'll serve him all your life? Let us bow. Father, I ask thee to be merciful to our brethren. He's in need, O God. part of being healed. Bless him now, and may the Spirit of the Lord be upon him to make him well. May this evil power that's on him, may it leave and go away. May he be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Just a moment, audience. It holds to him. And you may raise your head just a moment. I want you to see something here, young man. To increase your faith. You're nervous, sorry for all the people. Try to think your own thoughts. You know what I mean? You want. Now watch. Why don't you take your hand off of mine? Why don't you look here at my hand? Just look like yours or any other man's. Let's have your hand over here. Yeah, doesn't have any effect at all on my hand there. Just. Now take your other hand there. Now watch what happens. Start swelling those things. See if I'm going to cross that little thing? That's what we call, what I call, a vibration. Sometimes you pick it up in the air from demon power. Don't you think we're watching several of them here tonight, too? That's right. Now, it ain't going to do you no good to try your best, and you know who I'm talking about. Try to throw anything up this way, because God will put it back on you. Remember that. Now put this hand over here. Just like it was.
Now, this hand, usually when you put that on there, it would swell up, turn real dark, and little white things would run across it like that. Is that right? I put it on there now. Let's say praise the Lord. Just have faith and believe. All right, come on. Now, see, it takes faith. If thou canst believe, open your mouth. How do you use this? Can you believe? All right, let's have your Son from the dead and
sitting at the right hand of thy majesty tonight, making intercession for us poor, unworthy creatures of the earth, calling to us to come unto thee, all your labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Rest from our weary, rest from our sickness, rest from our sin. Just give us rest. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now, sister here, oh, how she needs you tonight. Of course, the table can't eat. But you can make her well, Father, if she just let that faith loose. Satan, thou tormentor, come out of the woman in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look this way, sister. It leaves you now. Go eat what you want. Let's say praise the Lord. Merciful to this poor woman. Grant, Lord, that she may be healed of this tumor. And I ask you to be merciful. Grant it that here she's to have it removed. Maybe to die in the operation. But thou art here, Father, to move it for her. Take all this summer. Help her now. Be healed in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Amen. Just a moment, it didn't leave her. You keep in my moment. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out from the woman. Keep the hold. Everybody just keep your head down. Talk to me. How you look at me? Do you live far? Not very far. Something, see, the tumor is making an act some way, but there's something causes the that's what it is. You know that's right, sister. But you had a desire to do that. Recently more than ever in the last 2 weeks. You've been praying about that. Asking God if he'd take you back. Isn't that right? One time you tried it. Isn't that right? That's right. But now, you've gotten away. The thing has come to bring you back. Is that true? I'm not reading your mind, but I'm seeing a vision. Is that the truth? Will you promise then that you'll return to God and will serve him all your life and live? You will. You promise it. All right, bow your head. Our Heavenly Father, our beloved sister standing here who's once knew and wandered away, and now the secret sin of her life is revealed to her. The thing that caused her to wander away, and now down through that channel of time, days pass by, you've come and revealed it to her. God, she's coming back. Will you receive her tonight right here at the platform? A commemoration of the hour. Thank you, Father. Thank you. God bless you, sister. Sins are forgiven you. Your body is healed. Now go and sin no more. All right. Sometimes you might wonder why those things are. What does it? The lady, I guess you could hear it from here. what she had done when she was a little girl, and then when she once knew God and wandered away from God. And how she, about 2 weeks ago, how she once then God tried to pray and get back. She could never even come back to the full realization of Christ until just now. And when she, it would not leave her until first that was revealed to her and told to her, then it left her, and the tumor died and went away. Friend, the Almighty is here in His person. Heart is the death spirit, old woman. Oh, bow your head. The Son of God, who cannot fail, the heavens and earth may pass, but Thy word cannot pass. You promised these things, and we're happy to be living in the day to spend come to pass. And now, as our sister standing here, Satan has put a death spirit on her. Maybe to cause her to be deaf, walk out before a moving vehicle somewhere, be killed. Ailments of her body set in, Lord, with faith, believe. Oh, help, dear Father. She may be healed this night. Thou demon, come out of the woman in the name of the Lord Jesus. Of course, you have a strength and healing. It's nothing to hurt. It's the presence of the Lord.
make me well for whatever is wrong. I want you to look this way, Jeff. You're extremely nervous right now. And you know, one thing, I know you don't have a good circulation of blood. There's something concerning your blood that's wrong, and I can't tell you what it is.
But your blood circulation is not fine.
But I can't tell it. It's something has happened. And I think it's something lacking in your blood. And instead of being something that's a disease, yes. It's a desire in your heart for something, isn't it? God bless you, woman. So, listen, you're desiring a child, aren't you? Isn't that right? Yes, ma'am. There's something wrong with the blood. I know. The blood is not fertile. But God makes your blood fertile.
Oh, Jesus, Son of God. Poor little trembling woman walk up here like that. As much childbirth control is going on in the world today, and a mother, a woman walk up like this and desire children. God bless this woman who I bless, and may she receive the desire of her heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your humble servant begs for this woman. Amen. Bless me, my sister. Let us say praise be to God who gives us victory. It was entirely a little puzzling. There was something wrong in the bloodstream that's causing that condition. But God is here to move everything. God is the giver of life. I had an extremely lot of confusion the other day about someone. A little girl sitting there has done been healed of death and just brought her card over and give it to her sitting right there. When I turned a while ago and spoke about it, let's say praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. That's very good. Just wonderful. Mother, you said it. Hey. You're in serious trouble, aren't you? Sign also, but I believe it's you. Don't you have to be a tumor? A liquid? Do you believe it all in your heart? If you believe it, I'd ask God to bless you, you'd be healed. May God grant you your desire. The young lady that brought you there also. You're her daughter. Isn't that right? And don't you have a kidney trouble? Isn't that right? God bless you. May the Lord Jesus grant you your desire, both you, both mother and daughter, in the home of the Lord. Oh, let's say thank the Lord. They put their arms around each other. Our Heavenly Father, may this blessing that thy servant has asked for them, that mother and daughter, may they receive their blessing. May they go out, Lord, believing the angel's message that says nothing shall stand before the prayer. May they be healed, each one, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray. All right. Someone else in here. Now, he's a so shaped spirit. I'll be reverent in every word. It's in this vicinity right in here. Somewhere. This woman's before the gift. Now, I don't know what's wrong with her. She's got many things, but it just keeps pulling right across this way. The two between her, it's somebody in here that's sick the same way she is. Just a moment. Just a moment. I wish you could feel what that is. Just I want to say hallelujah. Look this way, sister. Believe now with all your heart. You have heart trouble for me. Isn't that right? That's great. Our Heavenly Father, be merciful, Lord. This woman has number one enemy, heart trouble. No, she can't stay very long without your help. No physician can ever have anything to do with heart trouble. Only the one who lives in the heart, Christ Jesus. God bless her. May she be healed of this heart trouble. Satan, you bound her, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ. You're all rejoicing. See those two spirits? How that Jesus Christ can heal anything, then. Isn't he the Lord Jesus? Now this heart trouble is flashing in here everywhere now because that's that faith of fire, you see. I don't know just where to. The call on heart trouble. Man, much of it. That's all right, sister. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. He's sure to heal. That's his healing blessing. Everybody be praising the Lord. Let me just thankful for his goodness. Accept it. Always just accept it and be. Isn't he marvelous? Now there's a lot of heart trouble I see. Just keep praying now. And bring her the next lady. You want to be healed? Yeah, just keep believing. Set this woman free from this enemy that's binding her. Thou demon, come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, sister, I bless thee in Jesus. Go home, you're spouting, praising God, being healed. All right, come ahead, sister. How do you do, sister? Now, before it starts, that heart, you got heart trouble too, haven't you? Is that right? It's just moving everywhere, though. Come here. That's right. Female trouble? Heart trouble? You're screaming or just nervous heart? What's the matter? You believe with all your heart? Our Heavenly Father, you said that whatever you bind on earth is bound in the heaven. What you loose on earth is loose in the heaven. And if I be thy servant, thou favor your side tonight. Loose this woman in the name of Jesus Christ from this heart trouble, female trouble, nervousness. May it leave her. I bless her in thy name for this purpose. Come out of her, Satan, in Jesus' name. Marvelous. Believe, sister, if I tell you something,
Would you take my word and accept it? Something's on you now, isn't it? Something's making you feel very strange. You're safe, sister. Your arthritis is gone from you.
Well,
that's
what we're
doing. God bless you. This lady sitting here with this black hat on right through here has got heart trouble, too. I can't tell you what's happened. That yeah, lady, you had your saint, your hand up. Isn't that right? Have you got heart trouble? Stand up, lady. Yes, that's... Oh, you're Sister Brown, aren't you? Well, I didn't know who you was, Sister Brown. God bless you. May Jesus Christ grant you your desire. Now, since you and Sister Brown are new, let's find someone else right there. Let's see, there's a little lady sitting right there next to you that's trying to find favor, too. Would you stand up, young lady? Look this way. You believe with all your heart? You know the lady next to you? You don't know her. I don't think you did either. You sit down there. I'd be sitting by. Is that right? Well, little lady, you're nervous, aren't you? You're nervous trouble? Got eyes. It bothers you also. Eye trouble. Say, you're Catholic by faith, too, aren't you? By faith, you're Catholic. All right. Accept Jesus Christ as your healer now, and he'll heal you. Will you do that? If you do, raise your hand. Raise your hand, I accept. God bless you, sister, and grant you your desire of your heart. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Lady sitting here, standing here looking at me with the glasses on. What cancer that Christ has healed you? That's you. Stand up now. You're made well. And you there at the brown coat on likewise had it. Now you can stand up. You stand right there with your prayer card. Yeah, stand up. Jesus Christ has made you. Yes, sir. He's made you whole now. Let's say praise the Lord. He'll heal any of you if you believe it. You believe it? Let's stand there. Come on. I'm believing, praying for all this spirit to move into the audience. Right now is the time for God to heal the whole audience of you at once. Let us do it. Let us believe you with all our heart. Yes, that was a heart trouble face standing right there. God bless you, sister. Yes, you're at ease. God bless you. That's you left. Yes, sir. Yes, that's it. Amen. Yes, mother. You with your hands up. You were healed just then, their heart trouble. I don't. Let's bow our heads. Staying in the line, dear friends. Maybe it wasn't just exactly here's the line. Believe. All of you with one accord. Lay your hands on one another there, would you? Lay your hands on one another. Accept God's provided way, would you please? That's the way. Raise up and say, I thank you, Lord. I have to heal you. Well, I pray for you. Believe with all your heart. You can heal all of you.
Down there, everywhere, it's just a glorious power of God.